UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Everybody in the house was high.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Ty Bustington.
He did bust.
And James Strebel.
Oh, Dad! Ty's right there!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
An old soul, old school journalist column is to sit there and sit around the old donut shop with the guys and you talk about the good old days and all the victories. I remember when Bob Havlicek was doing this in the Garden. Oh, it was great. Remember this play? Ha, ha, ha.
Did you call him Bob Havlicek?
Oh, sorry. Jim Havlicek.
It's John.
Oh, sorry. John Havlicek.
Strebel.
Gross.
A little Jim Havlicek on a Monday to get you going. How about that?
Bob Havlicek. Don't forget him,
too.
Oh,
goodness. Little Bob Havlicek.
Yeah. I tried to get Nick to play that for Bob, and he never did.
Oh, I didn't play it. Well, someone needs to play it for Issel,
well,
too.
I'm in with Issel tomorrow. So.
Oh, there you go.
It's definitely getting played tomorrow.
Where's Louie at? Louie's in Michigan?
Yeah, he's in Michigan.
Oh, visiting family? Is
yes.
that what he's doing?
I don't know.
Or is he checking up on Imani Bates?
Both.
Is Imani Bates
trying to? He's trying to beat Branham to the punch.
What do I do with Imani? What do we do with Imani Bates? Like, I'm asking, like, what do we do?
Now it sounds like he's going to Louisville again.
Well, I don't know why it sounds that.
Rummage pivoted against him today.
Rummage is done with him.
He's done with him? I'm glad Rummage, you know what? I'm glad Rummage is like sticking to an opinion here. Like,
yeah, I don't believe if Imani Bates commits that he'll stick to that.
That's a
I'm
great
kind
point.
Of to the point no. where I said on Monday morning, I no. think I'm a little over Imani Bates.
No,
point.
No. I don't
I think
believe
I'm a little
it.
Over that talk.
Listen,
if he commits,
listen, he is
be great.
I don't, right now. I know he's over it. I'm with him.
I'm with him too.
But not if it happens on Friday or Saturday.
If that happens,
Thursday,
it's gonna be like,
whenever,
well,
it doesn't matter when it happens.
Imagine this six.
What
nine.
Do we do with him? How many games does it add? I'm like, I have no idea. What to do with this conversation. The reports are now coming out that neither Imani Bates or any of his, people, family, if he's got an entire crew, I have no idea who is
it's
part of his inner circle.
Yes.
Okay. Memphis is not an option. Michigan's full with scholarships.
They're done.
I mean.
He's down to basically overseas.
See, this
Louisville,
is,
Eastern Michigan.
This is a rough one. Because I don't blame if he doesn't go to Louisville, Kenny Payne.
No, I don't think either.
I think some of the NIL stuff, I don't know, I could be persuaded. But I don't think I blame him. But in the next breath, if he goes out and doesn't make the NCAA tournament, and they needed a wing, they needed a guard, they needed a ball handler, we're all going to say, let's sell our souls. You know,
for Imani Bates
for Imani
or
Bates.
Whoever, yeah. Well, the problem is, I guess, is that Louisville fans for so long thought that he was going to be a part of the team, and that's how he talked about him. And it just, now you know. And now Kenny Payne knows, too, that he tried to go everybody else, tried to go everywhere else but Louisville. Like, it's very apparent he doesn't want to go to Louisville.
Well, I don't think he wants to go to – I mean, does he want to go anywhere? Well,
I think he wants to go to Michigan or go back to Memphis.
You're saying it's apparent. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. No, I don't think anything is apparent
here. No, I do think it's apparent.
I don't believe anything here.
His dad – I mean, it's I think it's apparent now what's going on. Louisville was an option.
Right.
And it was the favorite. His dad doesn't want him to go. Look, that's why he's been big talking
about
Michigan.
Maybe Louisville's not bending the knee.
So you're
saying that Louisville should bend the knee then?
Not what I'm saying.
Well, no, that's what I'm asking, because I could make the argument that Louisville needs to bend the knee
and
give in. If the kid wants to find some NIL money, is that an option? I'm using that not knowing. Like, I feel very much like Mitch Barnhart and NIL stuff, okay?
Yeah.
That I need examples to where I can say, okay, now I feel comfortable really crushing Mitch Barnhart
about not being serious.
That's how I feel here, because I agree with Rummage that there's nothing interesting to say about Imani Bates. But if I told you that Imani Bates wanted X, X, and X, and we all sit around and say, that's not crazy, then we have a discussion.
Right.
Or if he wanted X, X, and I don't know why I keep going to X, X, and X. I don't know why I'm doing that. If you wanted this, that, or the other,
yeah,
how about that? And it's ridiculous, and we say, well, that's all right. Kenny Payne was right to tell him to get lost, or he wouldn't do this, or he wanted special treatment here, or
he wants to play this position this many
minutes.
Or
he's demanding and he's demanding that we can have the conversation. But much like the Mitch Barnhart and NIL,
I don't
have anything to go on other than no one is willing to put their name on that they have any interest in Imani Bates.
Right.
Nobody is putting their name on it. Michigan just went ahead and filled their roster.
Right.
Louisville hasn't done or said a damn thing, and I don't care about Eastern Michigan.
Nobody does.
Do we do with this story? But, and you guys may disagree, it would be a massive deal for you. It'd be a massive deal if he was simply a fine player.
Right.
It would be a massive deal if he came here and was a bust. It would be a massive deal if he torpedoed their season. It would be a massive deal if he balled out. Or something like it. It would be a massive deal because Kenny Payne's like, see, I developed someone, and now Imani Bates is going 18th in the NBA.
Right.
And I'm the reason. Memphis and Penny aren't the reason. I'm the reason.
Right.
Like, there is a payoff here.
For Louisville,
there is a possibility.
But,
like with Jaden Sharp, there was a payoff there to be had. Obviously, it did not work out, but I sit here and I agree with Rummage there that I'm bored by the conversation. If I had something else to go on and there was an angle to all of this, I mean, other than maybe Imani Bates is just, he and his people are just delusional. I mean, how we've been conversing about it
the
for
entire
the better
time.
Part of a month.
We've
I'm
going
to go on record with this.
Oh,
I have now fallen into, I'm questioning Imani Bates, come here or not. So when he comes, I'll say, hey, that's a great piece, but now I'm side-eyeing you. We've moved into that.
Yes.
Like, even if he ends up at Louisville, it's different than what it would have been. I'm going to go, okay, I'm pumped about this.
Yeah, you know why?
But I've got my eye on you.
Because
I know why, Maben.
Imani Bates is now.
I know why.
You are 1,000% a mercenary.
Yeah.
You're a mercenary.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a mercenary.
I'll even say this.
And I'll hire a mercenary for my basketball team.
I don't think they like mercenaries. That was Kentucky's program. It was all mercenaries, Andy. They didn't want that. They're loyal to the bird.
Man.
They're L1C4. They don't want mercenaries. They don't want guys staying here 1 year and leave for the NBA. They want a team. They want guys
to
be there.
The data changed on this one.
Oh, so we like mercenaries. Oh, okay.
I've always liked mercenaries.
I'm just saying
Louisville
fans.
I'm fine with it. No,
I know you're fine with it.
I mean, there's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's
you know
a whole movement.
You know what, Rummage, he would admit this. You know, we need to remind him, Jack. I need to tell him this tomorrow.
Loyal to the bird.
Thank you.
Loyal to the bird. Loyal to the bird. To the bird. Loyal to the bird.
I love
that. Rummage is having to do what he normally does with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no. Oh.
Is he got to give a little side eye?
Prescott contract.
What did Jerry Jones do now? Yeah, and he's got to say, oh, boy.
Okay, that's a lot of money.
A little side eye.
He's all right, but.
Ezekiel Elliott.
A little
side eye.
that run production is going down every season, a little less and less.
Texas says, if I was Kenny Payne, I would bend the knee to kick his ass to the curb.
Hey, look, Texter, you're not in the position to kick anybody's ass to the curb right now. You take all comers. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I don't think Kenny Payne agrees with you on that.
He might not.
I mean, it's obvious. What you're saying, it's obvious.
Yeah.
To some extent, he doesn't believe that. What you're saying.
That Kenny Payne has the...
Hey, we're desperate. Go get me a couple guys.
And he's not into
and,
that.
And I think it's clear that he's not, right?
I think that's one of the things... That's a good point.
I think that's one of the things out of all of this that we feel comfortable saying, is that
Kenny
not?
Payne, yeah, no, Kenny Payne has... I mean, he's stuck to his culture talking points very well lately.
And it's easier to do that.
It is. But at the same time, it's like... You need another dude. What happened with Fabio? Is he going to work out? Is he going to reclass? That story just disappeared too. Like we talked heavy Fabio for what, 48 hours, and then he gone. Like no one's talking about Fabio anymore. It's like at some point, Kenny.
Oh yeah, what happened with Fabio?
I don't know. He visited, and then that was it. He just disappeared the next day. They got Hersey, so I don't know what happened.
Texas says UK needs to hire just the tip to run NIL.
No. No, he's...
I think we should have just the tip on weekly.
Let's go. We'll have a conversation with old Michael Bennett. He's itching to get on radio, I know that.
Texas says, I thought being a Cowboys fan was a BBN thing. It mostly is, but again, Rummage would be a better UK fan than Strieble.
He would. He's
you know that.
I know that. I have no problem admitting that.
You guys would be a great radio tandem.
We would.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. It's like he... Rummage picked wrong.
He did.
In this particular instance, yes, he picked wrong.
He could have been a star.
You and him.
Like, we could have been.
What would the name of the show be?
Oh, I'd have to have. I'm terrible at, like creating names for, like, shows and bands and stuff like that. Like, I'm not good at that. I'd have to have suggestions.
The Blue Zone?
Yeah. No, it'd be KRS, Kentucky Radio Sports.
Oh, man.
That's what it would be. Or RSK.
I just don't know what to do with it, man. I just don't know what to do with it. I mean, if we find out later this week that, boom, he's going to be there, he's going to be at U of L. I mean, to me...
It's all kinds of...
To me, I think that's just a massive deal. Whether it's good or bad, again, whether he comes in and balls out, if he comes in and is just a fine player and contributes to the team, hell, you know they need that. Or if he comes in and is a bust or creates a problem, or Kenny Payne has to do the Penny Hardaway in the middle of the season, that's a huge story for basketball around here.
I mean, commits,
like, there's no way it's not... I feel like if Imani Bates were to commit... We're at like a, I mean, Jack, do you agree with this? Like a 98% hit rate with Imani Bates?
Sure.
That we're going to get a story out of him?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know. I don't know what could happen to her. That's not a story for him.
I even say if he was a fine player, that still would be a big conversation because you know he would have games where he would ball out and you know he would have games where he went 0-for-30.
He would immediately.
Like both of those would happen.
Oh, he immediately become the most interesting player on that team. And he'd actually make Louisville basketball a talking point. Because right now, ain't nobody talking about Louisville basketball. I'm sorry, Louisville fans. Nobody cares about Brandon Huntley Hatfield committing to your school. Like, nobody cares. If Imani Bates committed, people would care. It would be in different ways, but you would be at least a program of some note. Because right now, you're not. You're picked like 13th in the ACC.
I think here's what it is.
You know what? I was going to say something there, but Strieble just delivered
that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Yes. I think if Imani Bates went to Louisville, that even if Kenny Payne without Imani Bates made the NCAA tournament.
Kenny Payne won those games.
It'd be a huge deal.
But I think if Imani Bates went and played well and got drafted, like first round.
Oh, it'd be great for Kenny Payne.
That's a bigger win for Kenny Payne. Maybe than simply going to the tournament.
Oh, 100%.
And losing and being anonymous in the NCAA tournament.
Then you can tell recruits, like, hey, look at this.
I could at least make an argument
on
that. I'm not saying I would be right. Most people would say, to hell with that. Give me the NCAA tournament. Now, if Imani Bates played well, you'd imagine you would be getting both of those things.
Right.
You'd begin the praise in the draft, and you begin the praise by being back in the NCAA tournament. I'm making you pick one or the other.
Yeah, plus, I mean, Imani Bates, because that's a big deal, too, because right now, Imani Bates' NBA career prospects are non-existent. I mean, they're non-existent. No, nobody wants him on a collegiate level, and nobody wants him on an NBA level. So if you could take a guy that's viewed as toxic with some of the antics that were going on at Memphis, and you turn him into an NBA player, Kenny Payne can point at that and be like, hey, look at the program rerun here. I'm the anti-Penny Hardaway. I'm not all flash. I'm substance. Like, you can come to this school, you can get better.
You can learn to be an anti-Penny take.
Yeah. You can learn to be a man.
He had to.
Yeah, of course.
He can't just do Louisville sports radio right now. Well, he had to pivot.
Seriously, though, I mean, that's a good look for Kenny Payne to be like the...
Well, of course it is. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, and also, like, you all love Penny. He got all these five stars. He can't coach him. I can actually coach him. I can get five stars, and I can actually coach him. He can't do it.
Texas says, big boys, Blue Nation.
That's a good one.
Texas says, Bibles and bourbon.
Bibles and bourbon.
Texas says, a 507 Cerebral said we talked heavy Fabio for 48 hours, something many women said 25 years ago.
That's a true statement, yes. But we did. We were heavy on Fabio.
Texas says, can Imani Bates write the next Louisville man?
I'm going to tell Blank, let me write it. What if
we need to write that?
Yeah, we need to. You should pin that. Yes, absolutely.
I should not pin that.
Yeah,
but
you should.
I mean, I can go around Jefferson County and kind of get a feel on what needs to be in the next rendition.
I've had no problem with that. What if Imani Bates commits on Thursday and then Jody gets him on the radio Friday?
That'd be great. I mean,
that would be awesome.
Listen, if this kid commits Friday at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be upset.
Right? Yeah.
Like I'm going to be upset.
I got nothing from Robert Dillingham.
No, nothing.
Friday night at 7 p.m., we knew it was going to happen.
Speaking of, 437-9680, it's a take on ESPN 680-1057 Mobile Liquor Bar and Studios. We talked about this at, I don't know, what, 3:30 or so?
Yes.
And I will make the plea yet again in the 5 o'clock hour. Just so people know where I am with all of this.
Okay.
Okay? And where me and Jack are. And the issues that we have. And that is a crystal ball. Multiple crystal balls are now coming down. That Kentucky's going to get five-star big man Aaron Bradshaw.
Crystal ball vet!
Bradshaw is the thing. Give me that one again, Jack, if you don't mind.
Crystal ball vet! My voice just cracked for no reason.
It's fantastic.
Like I was 12.
You're yelling at Travis Branham.
I was.
But Aaron Bradshaw is going to go to Kentucky.
Yes. Yeah,
so something that I
seems that
something
way.
That I figured was going to happen. I know he visited Kentucky and then visited Louisville, and and Cerebral has some problems with some Louisville fans. We went over that.
Yeah.
In the first hour. But something that I told Strebel was going to happen is actually going to happen, I think, just about the way that I said.
Yeah, you might
okay?
be like 100% Nostradamus correct.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But me and Jack, I mean, at some point, here we need to do this, Jack, for next segment or next or tomorrow. You need to go through and at least we need to start the count, and there's many, many hundreds more that we have not cut.
I'm sure.
Of Strebel and DJ Wagner. Because Aaron Bradshaw going to Kentucky is I mean, listen, we already know that DJ Wagner to Louisville is done, okay? I mean, DJ Wagner is going over with the 17 and under.
Yes.
And Nolan Smith is going. Kentucky's sending their staff. Like, KP's like, I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Now, if you could say, what about some other guys? That's fine.
Yeah, because there's other
but
guys
my man,
on the
DJ
team
Wagner,
other than DJ Wagner.
It's wrapped up.
Yeah.
And I begged on these airwaves for James Strebel for weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to have an awesome class. You're going to have 4 or 5 stars and then probably another Bryce Hopkins type player.
Yeah.
And you know Cal's going to get one of the better grad transfers, at least one in the portal.
Sure.
You're going to have a class. It won't be first. That'll be John Shire. That's reserved for my man, Johnny Shire.
Kentucky gets
okay.
it this time. Yeah.
Well, regardless, you're one or two. Two, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you're number two
one.
In the country.
Yeah.
And you're feeling good about yourself. And all you had to say was, congratulations, when Milt Wagner got hired, the data changed. You had a chance to be saved.
I did.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You could have been baptized in sports radio. You could have emerged as a man who was clean again.
And have a clean conscience.
Have a clean heart.
Yes.
And have a clean conscience and say, you know what? before Milt, I felt great about getting DJ Wagner. And then why wouldn't the kid go play? And who knows? He might be playing high school basketball around here.
It might
and
be.
Vannetti, I swear, we got to take Vannetti down.
Vannetti,
we can't have
DJ go to
Trinity.
What, I mean,
that can't be a rumor. That can't be true.
It's
Vannetti,
a rumor.
Leave him alone.
It's a rumor. Vannetti,
okay,
you know what he's doing? He's meddling. He's meddling for the Rocks. That's exactly what he's doing. He's pulling some strings. He's like, you know what, DJ, you're going to play around here? Come play for the Rocks. We've won the state championship here recently. I mean, let's go.
When's the last time they won the state?
Like
was it two years ago?
2 years ago, yeah. I was like, because Mel won it last year, I believe. And then I think Trinity won it the year before.
But
that.
My goodness, you had the chance.
I did.
To not be so strong to say, guys, you hired Pop and do all your nonsense.
Right.
And say, but we got, you know, 4 or 5 stars and this guy in the number 1 or 2 class and Cal's this or he's that. And,
right.
And maybe even in the latest rankings, DJ goes to number 5.
Right.
And Dillingham goes to number 3 or 2.
No, laugh okay? if that happens.
And then
yes.
you could do your thing.
Yeah.
But you gave them the ammo that penetrates the shield that me and Jack Grossman have. And we can't save you. I can't save you. Grossman can't save you.
I don't need saving.
Ken Grossman can't save you.
I don't need it.
Ethan Marcy, nobody can save you.
Doesn't matter.
Fabio Basile can't save you.
I don't want
even Rummage and Blank as Louisville men.
They are Louisville men. The best Louisville men.
They can't stand in front of you.
I know, and that's fine.
You are... This is you, man.
I'll take it
you're
on.
You're out there. You're,
that's fine.
You're nude. You're naked and afraid. Is that the name of the
that
show?
That is the name of the show, yeah.
Naked and afraid. Would
yeah.
you ever do that? I just
no.
can't imagine.
No. There's
I just can't imagine.
Too many bugs.
Bugs?
Oh, yeah.
Your junk's out on national television. Bugs. I'm
not more worried about the bugs than I am my junk being
I'm
on
not
TV.
Worried about a beetle, bro.
I am. Crawling in different places that you don't want them to be. Hell no. I'm not going to the Amazon rainforest and laying on the ground naked while centipedes and ants and ants and all this stuff crawling around in my spots.
Your stuff.
No,
plus they cover up your junk on air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They pixelate it. They can't see
anything. there's a big pixelation and a small pixelation.
Well, yeah,
and a medium pixelation,
exactly.
Jack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That doesn't bother me. I'm more worried about the bugs.
I'm with Shreve on that one.
And drinking poison water. Like all those
Texas
things
says, are Max Diener and DJ Wagner going to be classmates?
That'd be awesome. No, because Max would be a freshman and DJ would be a senior.
They need to take they need to take gym together.
They'd be schoolmates.
Well, they would be classmates.
Yeah.
I guess technically
not classmates. They'd be schoolmates.
Schoolmates.
Yeah, because Max is in one class. Well, that'd be great. That'd be great if DJ did go to Trinity. He'd have the Diener DJ Wagner connection there now.
Wow.
Move out of the way, Vannetti.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
We have
a Diener at Trinity now.
How about that?
That's where he's
the dad is changing.
Needs a strike.
Yeah, the dad is changing.
A strike here. It is.
He's got no chance against Vannetti.
Oh, he does now.
Vannetti's got like that. He's got like that priest money. Like he knows the priest.
He does know the priest. He knows the
entire. Is there one priest is it one priest per school? How does
yes.
that work?
Yeah, well, it could be. Depends on.
You have a priest? You don't have a priest.
Yeah. We have
just
two.
For your school?
We have two, yeah.
You have two?
Well, they're
wow.
They're
part-time each?
They're friends. No, they're Franciscans, so they have to live like in a
Francesa.
Community. Franciscans. They have to live in a community. And
where's the community? Like North Cummins?
No. They have a house on campus, and they're from India.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
what campus?
Yeah. The school. Like, you had the school, then you had the church, and then you had the house, which is called the rectory, and that's where they live.
Oh, okay, and that's the whole campus.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're, absolutely, yeah. They're awesome.
Should have just
awesome
asked
guys.
Nick Roush, right?
Yeah,
right, Jack?
Because
this would have
yeah.
been a lot easier.
Yeah,
he would have
right.
known.
He would have known.
Yeah.
He would have been clear with his instructions and James Strebel.
Right.
So, I mean, listen, it's you're going to fight back. And
yeah.
you're going to be right, but you're going to be wrong.
I know.
And that's just where we are. And
I'm going to get beat over the head. I get it. That's fine.
It's going to be a rough day.
I've chosen that path.
You have.
I've chosen that path.
You didn't have to.
I didn't have
what
to, but I
did. What kills me is you had multiple opportunities, including the hiring of Milt Wagner a month and a half ago.
I understand all that.
To refresh your body, and you didn't do it.
I understand. But at the same time, part of me is thinking, if you have to hire Grandpa to get the kid, you're not a good spot for the kid. And I still believe that. DJ Wagner – needs to be smart and not commit
and play
with
his
heart.
The talent.
Not commit with his heart. Commit with your head. Don't go to Louisville and be anonymous, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to be anonymous. Go to Kentucky, play with pros, play in a better conference against better players and better coaches. Get the hell away from Louisville. It's a sinking ship. It's a sunk ship. Don't go because Kenny Payne's
they're bringing it up out of the wreckage coming out of the water.
Watch this season. Let's see what that wreckage is. It's still being the bottom of the ocean.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to – how many years have we been waiting for this wreckage to surface? How many years now? Six? I mean, how many years does it take? It's basketball.
Texas says, what if caller Emily is the woman on Naked and Afraid?
No. that doesn't matter.
You don't know the person beforehand.
No, you don't. If you meet them the day they drop you in the jungle or on the beach or on the island or in the Sahara Desert in Africa, you just
Jack, would you
show
do that?
Up.
I mean, the answer is no, right?
First of all, the answer is no. And second of all, if I did do it, I would feel really bad for the person I was with because I would be absolutely no help.
Is it the terrain and the beetles and those sorts of things, or is it the nudity? I think the nudity would probably be the grossest thing for me.
That didn't bother me. It's like the it's everything else. Like to me, at that point, being naked is the least of my problems.
Okay, yeah, that's
kind of how I think.
That's probably the way to look at it.
Yeah, it's like it's the least of my problems. Like if I could die here. Like I could be eaten by a snake.
By the way,
like a big python just sneak up and get me. Like, man. No, thank
you. Is that what's going to get you?
Yeah, python or...
That's what they called you in college, python, right?
I wish.
Is that what everyone called you?
That would have been awesome. No.
Oh, goodness. Jack, this is a great segue to something I was going to tell you about. We have ESPN on here in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. It's The Take. It's a Monday. And it's, what is it, Around the Horn?
Around the Horn. Pablo Torre.
Pablo Torre.
Yeah.
It's Around the Horn, and they were just showing Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Jack, I mean, three straight nights of him crying.
I mean, really?
And then your boy Stillman called him the classiest athlete
of course
in sports. And it was just
Stillman
called him the classiest.
If that was anyone else but a Braves fit player, you know, how very St. Louis Cardinal of Freddie Freeman?
It's, you know what? It sounded like Mitchell Hannigan there. Like,
Hannigan. It was absolutely
the classiest
disgusting.
Player.
I mean, just
sports.
Every time he came out there on the field, there was crying.
It's like
guys,
bat,
okay,
dude.
This is three straight days.
Right.
Okay.
You have an at bat here. We don't have time for you to weep before you hit a double or whatever it is.
It's just Fred. I mean, enough.
Yeah. You know, guess what? The Braves didn't want to pay you. You left. That's what happened.
Who are considered the classiest people in sports?
Oh, that's a great question. Greg Popovich, is he on that list?
Is he? I don't know if he's classy.
Oh, he's classy. People look up to him.
I could see people putting Krzyzewski on that list.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Coach K. There's no doubt about it.
Number one.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
Bennett.
It. Tom Izzo.
Yeah, Bennett.
I don't know. If people view Izzo as classy though, because people get mad at him for whining.
He's
with
kind
the
of lost the classiness. I think. Yeah.
You think he's lost
years.
The classiness?
I think he's more like rugged than.
I think Tony Bennett gets that.
Tony Bennett gets that.
I think Kenny Payne gets a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
Roy Williams got that.
Roy Toy.
What about football? Are any football coaches that are considered classy?
No, I don't think
I think they're all considered
thing.
Dirty.
It's a yes. shade ball.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Saban's the greatest, but people don't think he's classy.
Even the ones that people used to consider clean just turned out to be, you know.
Joe Paterno.
Yes, that's exactly.
Bo Schembechler, turned out to be an awful person.
Woody Hayes punching a Clemson player.
Exactly. I mean, all these guys they looked up to. I don't know if Bear Bryant has anything like that.
The Big Ten just holding itself to a higher standard than everyone's just as bleeped up as everyone else.
Punching players, and Joe Paterno's being Joe Paterno.
Texas says, did Strebel see Jack Harlow with Brandy last night?
You
did not watch the BET Awards.
No, I was alerted to it, though, by our friend Detox on Twitter.
Texas says, Python, the father of Viper.
That'd be great.
Texas says,
Python.
The Titanic is still at the bottom of the ocean, just like Louisville. Thank you. I didn't say Titanic, did I? I said wreckage.
No, you said wreckage.
I said wreckage.
Titanic. Yeah. Just ship wreckage, which, again, it's... When y'all get your basketball program a year, come on, it's been long enough.
Texas says, "Who is the classiest local radio host?"
Ooh. Lachlan McLean, of course.
He's not a radio
He's
man.
The radio I know. I think Tony Cruz, maybe.
Tony Cruz is a good one.
Is he? No one here.
No one at ESPN. No. Or 93.9. I mean,
no. No, I'm saying no one here.
No one at ESPN Louisville.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Vannetti?
I don't know, man. I've never met
Vannetti, though, so I don't know.
So much through the years that he's kind of like Calipari. He used to be the bad boy of radio, and now he's like the grandfather of radio. Kind of like Cal, basketball. He used to be the bad boy of basketball. Now he's kind of looked upon as like a kindly grandfatherly type
person. But people think Cal's washed. Is that what you're saying about Vannetti?
No, I'm not saying he's washed. Okay. I think people view him differently now than they used to.
Well, yeah, he's not the boy toy that he used to be.
We're not doing, you know, Friday nights of the Toy Tiger
right.
with Tony Vannetti like we used to. Now it's, you know, Friday night at the fish fry.
Friday night at the Trinity football game.
Yeah. Boom, there you go.
And then double dogs.
Texter says, on three recruiting analyst Jamie Shaw said that Bradshaw is focusing on Kentucky, but the G League is a legitimate option.
Okay, there we go.
Well, speaking of Jamie Shaw, I did see this on three today.
Yeah.
That he did anonymously ask coaches who... he asked coaches who they're like scared of, who you don't want to see,
like player wise,
watching a kid that you're watching.
Oh, okay.
Walks in the gym.
Oh, I got you. Like you're.
Let me read these
kid
to you.
Yeah.
One SEC coach said, Jawan Howard.
Okay.
He has had such a great playing career and now showing the ability to recruit, coach, and win games.
That's a good one.
A Big 12 coach, John Calipari.
Yeah, there we go.
He's been winning five-star battles for 3 decades, including at UMass. I mean, I hate to do this. That's a Huggins, right, Jack? That's a pity, Huggins.
It's not a pity.
Huggins is buddies with Calipari. Yep. Well, maybe not anymore.
I don't think anymore.
Ever since he stole Oscar Sheepway.
Huggins is very prickly about that. Very prickly about that, yes.
What are you prickly about?
Oh, I mean, the text line.
Yeah.
That's easy. The text line. I'm prickly about the text line.
An SEC coach said, simple. Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl. How about that? I like that. Bruce. No one said Shire yet. I thought Shire would be the easy answer.
Pac-12.
Secured.
Pac-12 coach said, Bill Self. I just think he's really good. He's a good coach, evaluates well, and recruits good players.
That's a lamest answer yet.
An A-10 coach.
Oh, not A-10.
John Calipari.
Oh, he got two?
He's always gotten great players everywhere he's been. I think he is one of the best coaches in America.
Wow. How about that? John Calipari twice. Where's Shire?
And then an SEC coach.
Okay.
Said the following.
Yeah.
Kenny Payne.
That's Cal.
He has a long track record of getting the guy he wants.
That's Cal.
He got DJ.
Yeah, that's Cal.
He got Fabio Basile. Not yet.
He got Masterpiece Kid.
He got Hersey Miller.
He got Hersey Miller.
That's right. He did. That's Calipari.
By the way, state of Louisville.
What do they do now? Oh, the Hersey Miller highlights? Yeah, oh, boy. I saw that.
Guys.
Stop it.
Guys.
He's a walk-on.
Guys.
He's a walk-on.
I'm like, if Kentucky did that.
Y'all crush it.
If Indiana did that. Like if Indiana had some dude who's like the walk-on. Like we'd crush
it. It would
Jack.
Be like if they did that of Anthony Leal.
Yeah, we crush you. We just crush you.
That's their second embarrassing tweet over the weekend. You remember the other one, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
It had a picture of Ross McMaines and Jared West together and said,
oh, yeah.
Two goats. Like y'all hated them by
December.
Yeah. Y'all hated them by December. Yeah. You didn't like either one of them. By the end of the season, you were saying Jared West can't play at this level and Ross McMaines doesn't know what he's doing. And then you say two goats? You've got the cojones, the brass, to say two goats?
The brass.
Y'all are frauds, man. Y'all just put your name on anything Louisville. It doesn't matter. Anything is Louisville. It's great. Even the worst of the worst.
They need this.
Like you would
loyal
have
to the bird.
Yeah.
They what? You got to be loyal to the bird.
If there was a picture of Chris Mack and they put out their goat, they would say all you need to know, and I gave them a compliment last week, but now I retract the compliment, say a Louisville, y'all stop it.
They invited us on their podcast.
Did they?
Yeah.
Are we doing it?
I mean, well, you might not still be invited.
Well, Streeple, yeah. I'll be the one that gets affected with Streeple's words, Jack. That's how it happens. Well, yeah, I mean, but you're the one that disses podcast.
Well, it depends on
when
we're doing it.
Well, there we go.
He'll do that, but not round of shots.
No, I think you're done with round of shots, right? I mean, done for now.
Done for now. You
guys are more into UK football, which makes no sense. But that's hey, let's focus on the football.
Well, the football.
The basketball.
The football's been better than basketball recently.
You're not wrong.
So you got to focus on the good one.
Jason N says, "What if Jessica or Kiki were on Naked and Afraid?"
Again, I don't care. It's about the exposure to nature. I don't care about that. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. I don't like bugs. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like any of that stuff. No, we have a tennis racket thing, Andy, that like you smack bugs with it and it zaps them. So I sit on the deck with my little tennis racket and I zap flies. It's great.
So that SEC coach or Cal says it's Kenny Cal. Payne. An A-10 coach says Bruce Pearl, Rick Stansberry, and Leonard Hamilton tend to get it done. A Pac-12 coach said Jay Wright was always mine. I thought he was a low-key killer. A Big 12 coach said Leonard Hamilton. He gets his recruit on an official visit. He's probably getting his guy. An A-10 coach says it's been a small sample size, but it seems that John Shire has to be the most feared at this point based on his first recruiting class and start to 2023. Feared, the F word.
So Cal gets two and he only gets one?
Well, Cal gets another one.
Shire only gets one? He's so
is it
scary,
an ACC
only
coach?
One coach?
Is it Kenny Payne returning?
No, it's another SEC coach. It's Calipari.
Yep.
It's Kentucky's sister. On top of that, he's a great salesman and plays in a great conference. It turns out a bunch of pros. An ACC coach said Izzo, another Big 12 said Leonard Hamilton. I think Leonard Hamilton had as many as anybody.
He did. He had a lot, too.
Little Len Hamilton.
You know what that tells me about John Shire, that he had one? Nobody believes that he can actually coach basketball.
I disagree with that.
He
had one
basketball.
And he hasn't done anything but recruit. I take that the other way.
No, I'm telling you.
Kenny Payne have that level of respect already, and they haven't coached the game.
They're not scared of him. They're not. No, if that were true, if they really are scared of him and his recruiting prowess, they'd be like, oh, man. Because John Shire's getting everybody right now. Why wouldn't you be scared of him? Here's why you wouldn't be scared of him. Because you know it's not sustainable. These coaches aren't stupid. They saw him coach. They know the deal. This dude's a bum, and they're not scared of John Shire he's going to stink.
How many times has he done this, Jack?
He's
three
going
today.
To stink.
Have you done a John Shire rant every hour today? Like honestly, I think
it's only my second one.
Man, you've at least done a four and a five. I don't know if you've done a three.
I don't know.
Who'd you call
three.
A bumpkin earlier? That wasn't
Satterfield.
I don't know anything about Adidas. I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, Scott. Yeah, okay. That's fine. You don't know anything about Adidas helping you out and being really good for your program. You don't know anything about that. It's all about your offense. Okay, Scott. You're right. It's all about the coaching staff.
I think it's more patronizing you calling him by his first name.
Well, good.
Fair enough.
Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
There we go. It's a perfect place to end the segment right there. It really is. Patty Ice went to a dry wedding. We can discuss it next.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Scott Satterfield is the only hope for the University of Louisville athletic program. If that's your only hope, y'all in trouble.
Oh,
I mean,
stop.
You all are in trouble.
And James Strebel.
That dude's your only hope? Ugh. Just wait for Monday. Then they'll be like, we have no hope. None. We're screwed.
Poor Mark Ennis, too.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, couple different reminders. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, CoxesLouisville.com. And they're now delivering. So check out the website for all of their locations, CoxesLouisville.com. All the beer, wine, spirits, little premium cigar. I saw some cigar smoking this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, and I didn't do any.
Oh, you saw some.
I text the process. I go, where you at right now?
Yeah.
He was at work.
On us.
I was like Saturday night. Oh, yeah, he's working Saturday night.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, process.
He's all sad at work. Yeah.
He should be sad at work. Instead of out puffing a cigar on a Saturday night,
he's not doing anything.
He's watching or listening to the radio for stories. I mean, that's not fun. Process, come on, man.
Texas says Big Rig is prickly about not living in the knobs.
No, I'm not. I'm fine with where I live. I'm not prickly about that. I'm really not.
It's okay if you are. I don't think you are, but it's okay if you were.
Not. I like where we live, yeah. New Albany's great.
I don't know if it is.
It's got everything you want.
It's okay.
I've got restaurants all over the place.
Great.
I've got Meijer. I've got Aldi. It's all within driving distance. It's fantastic.
You got Kohl's.
Oh, yeah. They got
Patty Ice had to go to Kohl's. I guess he got, I don't know what happened. Jack, do you know what happened with Patty Ice? Because
he found out that he was in the wedding the day before the wedding.
So he found out he was in a wedding.
The day before the wedding.
Oh, so he's in the wedding? I didn't know that.
I think he was an usher. So kind of half in, half out-ish, I guess, but enough to where he had to get different clothes for the wedding.
Oh, and usher's got to get clothes. I don't know if I'm with that. But anyway, it was a dry wedding, I guess.
Yes.
Oh. It was a dry. Someone's home, and it was dry
in terms of alcohol, but it got delayed by like 3.5 hours because of rain.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds like an
awful. That's why I got the text at 8:30 last night saying, hey, Greener, can you do Drew tomorrow? I was like, all right.
Wow. Yeah. So you had to fill in for Patty Ice.
Yeah.
The Ice Man.
Well, I can understand if he was like, hey, like, if he was at a wedding where you could drink alcohol and you don't get home till late, then you text like, hey, Crean, I'm at a wedding. I'm feeling good. You mind? But he just, because he was tired?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you can also and the wedding early was time
the wedding was also in Indianapolis, too.
Oh, well, that I understand. Okay, I didn't know it was out of town.
So he had to drive his butt back here. Yes.
The land of Dockage.
Well, I mean, it's...
Should have just told him to sack up.
Sack up,
that's
Pat.
The family motto, Jack.
The motto.
The family motto there, Jack, is to sack up.
You reminded me of those old Motorola commercials.
Do the Grossmans have a family motto?
Yeah, do the Grossmans.
Do the Strebles have a motto?
No.
Would be your motto? What would be the Strebel motto? 437-9680, UPS Jobs Text Line.
I don't know what the motto is. It's going to be terrible. I don't know. I don't think we have
one. Do the Grossmans have one?
Yeah, we don't have one.
No,
really.
We don't.
Jack, do you remember the one thing we need you to ask your mom?
All right.
Well, no. Do you remember it from earlier today?
Oh, no. I'll write it down. I'll write it down.
It's about Trudeau. Trudeau. Did she find Trudeau? What? Did she have thoughts on Justin Trudeau?
Yes.
That's a prime minister of Canada.
Yes. So he's great hair. Great hair.
Texas says Big Rig, I'm writing it down the mixtape notes.
There we go.
All right, there you go.
Texas says, Strebel's jealous of every program. Texas says, Big Rig is a classless puke. Texas says, what happened to Locke?
We don't know. He's not on Spectrum right now. I don't know what happened to Locke. He's not on radio. He's not on Spectrum. I don't know where he is. He's on vacation, maybe?
I don't know where he's at.
He's on the beach. He's in Virginia, you know, visiting the old college stomping grounds. I don't know what he's doing.
I think he's on vacation.
He's on vacation?
That's got to be where he is.
And when's he have to move his daughter back to UK?
I don't know.
That's coming up in like a month.
I have no idea.
All right, well, you better get ready.
He's still tweeting Spectrum stuff, so he's still there.
He's still employed. Okay.
He's still there.
So he's just on vacation. Good.
He is still there.
I'm glad to hear that.
437-9680. So obviously Dillingham, we've talked a lot about that today. I wanted to play, and Jack, this is one thing that I meant to do before I left, and then I went to do it, and then I didn't do it, and then I remembered it, then I forgot about it, and then I remembered it, and then ultimately I forgot about it.
Okay.
But Paul Biancardi, Uncle Paulie.
Yeah.
Uncle Paulie had Dillingham on. IG Live.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, so I don't even know what this cut is. All I know is that Dillingham talks about how Kentucky talked to him about NIL.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I like this.
So do you want to hang tight with me while I'm going to do this from my iPad? Okay?
I want to hear this. Absolutely.
All right, so go ahead and fill. You boys fill for a second.
Now, Paul Biancardi put on big time for Robert Dillingham on Friday. Very nice series of tweets about Dillingham's game.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, yes. Here we go.
Break down that visit for us when you were at Kentucky, what they did for you.
It was crazy. We went over, like, the school in NIL, one of the only schools that went over NIL. Really, it showed, like, all the greats that went there. It showed what Kentucky could do for a player, and it really was just, like, a crazy experience.
What did Coach Cal say to you about the NIL?
Really, like, not to be focused on the NIL, because, like, if you want to be the bigger picture and sign an NBA contract, then that's really the bigger picture. He said NIL comes with it because, like, of who you are. Like, that's what, like, it comes with.
That backfired, fellas. That backfired.
Yeah.
So we should have just dubbed it over. It's my fault.
Like a taser.
It's my fault.
Was poor Robert Dillingham being tasered?
Biancardi was tasing Dillingham. That blew up in my face. I should have dubbed it over. I didn't think about it. I would have had to go.
You texted me the timestamp. I would have cut it.
I don't know. I got it sent to me. I bend the knee on this one. Basically, Dillingham said that Cal talked to him about NIL by telling him not to worry about NIL.
It's going
to
be there.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
I mean, that can't make you happy.
No, it does.
I mean, who does that sound like, Strebel?
I mean,
you've been crushing him for 2 weeks on this.
Strebel. Crush Cal right now. Sounds like Kenny Payne.
No, Kenny Payne sounds like him. Here's the difference.
Kenny Cal.
Here's the difference. Calipari has example.
Payne.
She did great. Washington did great. We've got guys I can show you that did great with NIL. You don't have to worry about that. It's going to be there, big boy. You're going to make your money. But how about the NBA? No, that's the perfect tactic. Kenny Payne doesn't have any examples to point to. That's why he can't do that. Cal can do that. He has examples. He has history. He has all kinds of things that he can show to Dillingham and say, you don't have to worry about NIL. It's going to be there. And Dillingham can believe him. Ain't nobody believing Kenny Payne. Big Sid's t-shirts. You got to go with L. Ellis's. I don't even know what the hell he does. I mean, what does he have to show? Nothing. Nothing. He's got a bunch of players that do NIL. Okay, fine, whatever. But nothing on a big scale. Calipari has big scale NIL examples. He don't need to put on NIL. Scott Satterfield does, and he did, and he's winning with it right now. Kentucky basketball is different. They don't have to do
jets and
Escalades and all that stuff. Like, I got you, big guy. You're in. Don't worry about your NIL. Worry about the NBA. We'll get you with that. Look at the big goal. I like that. Good.
If Cal didn't get Dillingham, you would hate that.
Yes.
It's okay, there we go.
But he's getting Dillingham, he's getting other five-star players, so I'm not worried about Kentucky basketball's NIL. That's not on my worry list at all.
Texas says MAGA motto. Texter says Strebel's family motto is, like UK, lie when necessary, cheat when possible.
No, there's no lying or cheating going on.
Texas says motto, Kellen comes first.
No. That's not true.
Strebel family motto, Kellen first.
Nope, that's not true.
Texas says Strebel's motto, eat at Bubba's 33.
That's a good spot. Hey, I don't mind that motto. I haven't
been there before.
It's good. It's good. It's like a Texas Roadhouse type place with better beer selections.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I like it. It's all right.
Jack, have you ever been to Texas Roadhouse?
I have.
There we go.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
I just don't see the Grossmans going to Texas Roadhouse.
I don't either. There a couple times. It's a Strebel hangout.
It's a Green Tree Mall.
Yeah, but you've got to like.
No, we've gone to the one in St. Matt's.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, you're not going to Green. Have you ever been in the Green Tree Mall?
I have.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. I'm even shocked at that, too.
I'm surprised by both things.
Texas Roadhouse and the Green Tree Mall.
Why did you go to the Green Tree Mall?
That was back when I interned at 1450. So I had an hour.
Duncan sent you to Green Tree Mall?
No, it was I had an hour between school ending the time I needed to be at the station. So I would go, and I would eat too much food. And that was one of the places that I went to.
Why there?
Because they had, like, the Great American Cookie Company, and I wanted cookies.
You know, hey.
You know what?
Jack, he told you exactly what it was.
You know what? Good. Yeah. I like that, Jack.
That's what I wanted.
A man knows what he wants.
The two cookies with the icing in the middle, just crushed.
So good.
I could crush those until I just could not eat anymore.
Yeah,
right
have you
now.
Ever had the cookie cake that's like that?
Have I ever had a cookie cake like
the
that?
The one that had, yeah. It's delightful.
There's a bear bleep in the woods.
Yeah.
What do you
it's
think?
It's the best cookie cake by far.
You know what? This week I'm getting a cookie cake. I don't know what. We got to do something.
Just for a celebration.
I'm so down for cookie cake this week.
Can you eat that, Jack?
Well, I'm starting the diet. I'm starting the diet again
on the 5th.
Yes, on the 5th.
Oh, I forgot.
The day after.
Right.
July 4th.
Smart.
Yes.
It's a smart way to go.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm down to have some cookie cake this week.
Okay, cool.
What do the Streebles have going on for the 4th of July weekend?
We got some options. I'm not sure what we're settling on yet, but you know,
What are the little knobs?
There's
a party in the knobs.
That's an option. There's some things going on.
Look at you.
So I don't know what we're going to do.
What a weekend.
Yet. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, it's all about how the kids do tonight. What's a championship game tonight?
It's not a championship game, but it's a big game. It's New Albany's 2-0, HYR's 2-0. That's the knobs team. So,
you're playing the knobs tonight.
So there's New Albany versus the knobs. So
tonight is a big night.
It's a big night. So if we
what do you need to have happen here? So
if we get the bye.
Well, hang on. Do you want Kellen to ball out?
Yeah.
For his team or ball out?
Said he can join the knobs later.
So the knobs.
No. We play Little League in New Albany because of our address. It's not an option.
You going to take the money to throw the game?
No, there's no money.
Hey, Kel, we got paid a grand.
No.
So there's nothing you can do unless you move to the knobs.
Yeah, you got
to
move.
And that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
You can't move a mailbox like
we don't have a secret house.
Catholic high schools do in football?
Yeah, no, we don't. No,
you can't do that?
That does happen, but no, we're not doing like an address. Like someone like, hey, I got an address for you that you can use.
I have an address.
We don't know.
Stribble, I have an address.
I'm sure you
do. I have a knobs address.
I'm good.
I'm just letting you know.
We like playing New Albany Little.
I know, but listen, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Kenny Payne liked to be the assistant coach on the Knicks.
See, travel's different. Travel, you can go anywhere, like a mercenary.
You can do anything you want.
You can do anything you want. But
like Imani Bates.
Like Imani Bates, yes. But the Little League is you have to play where you live.
So was Kellen feeling the pressure?
No, he's got friends. No, he's got friends on that team.
I don't like that.
He does.
I can hear Dan Issel right now, Jack, and this is a problem.
Yeah.
With the kids these days, is that they're all friends.
They're all friends.
I watch the NBA and LeBron James and Kevin Durant are hugging. Back in my day.
I punched Dr. J in the throat.
Back in my day, I hit Dr. J right in the penis.
Yeah, that was
back to you, Louie.
And Louis just stunned.
Oh, he man.
He said, love it or leave it again.
How about that?
He moves on.
The Double Doozy Cookie. Yeah, that's the name of it.
Oh, yeah. That's the good one. That's the good stuff right there.
Boy, I'm not going to read that one. I'm not going to even Google that. Yeah. I'm not Googling
I just
that.
Got. I just got the disgusted look from Scotty D.
What's Scotty D say?
What's wrong?
What's he disgusted about?
No, he came in and he asked me.
It'd be a litany of things.
No, he asked me about the gas bag, so I told him that we blew a 9-2 lead in the last inning last week.
Oh. you should have saved Scotty D.
Yeah, but Scotty D's acting like he never blew a lead before. I mean, it happens.
It happens to the best of us.
I mean, it happens, or the worst, like you
or
guys.
The worst.
Yes, or the worst.
Yes, or the worst of us.
Yeah.
You should have saved Scotty D some trouble. Just be like, you know what, coach, I'm not gonna bring you down with that. Don't worry about it.
Gas bags have a doubleheader tonight.
Ugh.
What a waste of a Monday night. God. Just urine. That's how you know they're like young people.
Yeah.
They're sober, not just urinating on their Monday night.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that.
Is there beer in the dugout?
No.
Yeah, at least there is.
Yeah.
Okay, at least you have that. I know you're
listen,
not
that's
it,
Nick
Jack,
Balvano bringing a 12-pack. And and seven of them get drank. I already know what that is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I already know what that is.
Who's taking these beers home, guys? Only one of those things. Like, who want you want to split them?
How not fun was Patty Ice at a wedding where there was no booze?
Oh, it was terrible. I don't blame him. I wouldn't be
like. How do you
either.
Even talk to women? How do you dance?
You can't do anything.
You can't do. Yeah, you can't.
I've been to two dry weddings in my life, and like
you went to Mitch Barnhart's wedding?
No, I didn't. I went to two.
What an easy low end.
That was a good one.
Fruit
yeah.
joke.
Yeah, no, Mitch Barnhart's wedding. It only had alcohol for the wedding party.
Everyone yeah, that's was, right.
Yeah, that's a good one, Jack. Right. Only Mitch and the bride.
No, you had to
and
write
the
down,
wedding yes. party.
You had to write down how much money you made yearly.
Right.
And after the Barnhart's fact checked you, then you got booze.
You got booze. Yeah, yeah. All the other peasants.
Yeah.
If you make between.
You had to make $200,000-$300,000 a year, easy. Even at booze at Mitch Barnhart's
we're,
wedding.
We're a combined household of $70,000.
No, done, right. done.
You like Pepsi products?
Done. There were three layers. There was booze, yeah. Coke,
Pepsi products. Yeah. yeah. If you want to be in the Coke yeah. layer, you got to be above 70,
oh, man.
But lower than 200.
That's so true.
It is true. But yeah, I actually do feel bad for Pat for having to go to a dry wedding.
Samson wants to know if there's a money line tonight. I mean, there's got to be.
I don't know.
There's got to be. Come on. There's got to
really
be. A guy, there's got to be a guy taking bets
there
over in Southern
be.
Indiana.
If there is, well, I don't know.
I
about
used
him.
To do these sheets.
Maybe he's at Hoopsters.
I used to do
God
the
country. Of course, there's
Jack.
Bets.
There is Jack
yeah.
in Southern Indiana. I used to do the barber shop parlay
did
where you?
You
pick like every NFL game and I'm
oh.
like you know there's no way I'm ever going to do this but you know I'm giving the guy $10
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
it is I'm like God I mean there's no way
no if I'm I could, sure there's somebody out there doing that
if I
it wouldn't surprise
yeah,
me
yeah but there's no one hitting that save
no.
that for the mixtape Jack. What sound do you want to play before we get out of here? I see Avery's email here.
Oh,
sent me an old a sound sheet. So,
okay, what we got?
Oh my goodness, there's Bond. You want some of this Blankenbaker? My goodness.
Yeah, I'd love some Blankenbaker.
Well, let's get some blank before we get out of here and we get to the bonus hour today.
Okay.
You can't find this on Vice. There's no
actually
description.
Soliciting marijuana, St. Matthews Police Department. Don't come get
stop.
Me.
The hood term would be elbows.
Oh, okay. There oh, what does it drop?
Yes.
Elbows of marijuana
yes.
into a garbage
yes.
can
yes.
and smoked
yes.
out of
yes.
house
yeah.
on the
yes.
Jersey
a pound,
Shore.
A pound, the Urban Dictionary. Let me help you out a little bit
an
today.
Elbow of
yeah.
marijuana.
Okay. Also known as a pound, yes. yes.
So an elbow of marijuana is a pound.
Here yes. we go, the text. Okay. There's nothing.
How much is a wrist?
A wrist? That's not. That's not a term.
This says. Happened a couple summers back where, like, the kids took, like, garbage cans and took, like, the Montrezl Harrell amount of pot and put it in the garbage can and, like, lit it on fire. And they had, yeah. And they said that everybody in the house was high.
The kids.
They burned, like, blocks of marijuana inside the house.
You said blocks.
What would you describe it as? What, is,
probably,
a, what is a big probably, block of marijuana actually?
It would probably be pounds.
Blocks of marijuana.
I just find it funny because I'm like, when people don't know these terminology, I'm like, how the hell do they listen to rap music? Like, it's kind of funny to
yeah,
me.
No, but I
but Dieter does he listen to Kenny Chesney.
When they start
yeah.
talking about elbows, I thought they were talking about.
So now
when you like you don't listen to rap
so now
music. That's the biggest I listen to rap. You know, you don't Blankenbaker. Stop it.
He talked over the haymaker part of it.
I apologize.
Play the end.
Sorry.
I just find it funny because I'm like, when people don't know these terminology, stop. I'm like, how the hell do they listen to rap music? Like, it's kind of funny to me.
Yeah, no, but I have listened to rap music, but I don't. When they start talking about elbows, I thought they were talking about,
so now when you,
actual elbows.
So now you. No.
I thought they were talking about actual elbows.
You know the best part of that
what?
Is how it just it ended up being Diener and Blank talking to Perrin about that. Diener scared.
He is terrified.
Terrified.
Perry, you don't want to talk about that at
like
all.
Like you want a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And Blank's trying.
He's trying to like.
He's trying
with Perrin.
Yeah.
About
he's
this.
He's trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't good.
And yeah, there's a lot of pot smokers on our text line.
I don't know anything about drugs.
And there's a lot of pot smokers on our text line.
Blankenbaker sounded scared there, too. I don't know anything about drugs.
I love how far away from the mic he is when he says
yeah.
that.
They're terrified.
No, that's just that crappy mic.
And
no, that's just the mic being bad. That's just a poor radio
oh,
mic,
so
Jack. It has nothing to do with Blank. He actually was swallowing the microphone. The microphone was
right
in
it.
Well, yeah, it was. His lips were touching the mic. That's just how bad the microphone is.
I wish I could have been in studio for that conversation. Just to watch it.
Just to watch
just
Diener's,
to see.
Just to watch Diener's
yeah.
face.
Yeah, just to see his sweat.
Just to see Diener's face.
Yes.
All right, give us a couple more of whatever. Get out of here today.
I wonder how many black guys had been to Japan in the 70s.
You got to be hot takey. Hot takey. Bring your hot takes, man. Oatmeal, oatmeal sucks. I'm telling you, oatmeal will kill you. Oatmeal will kill you. If you don't understand that, you're a fool. Oatmeal will kill you.
What was the context?
What was that?
But I'm mad about people giving hot takes and wanting him to do hot take radio.
Oh, Louie, I don't care about Louie. I don't care about Bob. I spit my beer out all over Andy's floor.
I wonder how many black guys had been to Japan in the 70s.
What was the context?
What was that about?
I mean, they were talking about an old basketball league with Issel.
They were talking about Issel touring Japan with a basketball team.
I wonder how many black guys had been to Japan in the 70s.
What the hell?
What an odd morning on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, after all that. All right,
you got to get out of here. Your game's starting.
Yep.
Tell Kellen we said what's up.
Thank you very much.
All right, beat Floyd Central.
Never liked
Floyd Central that much. I'm behind New Albany in that one.
Go Bulldogs.
Jim Shannon forever. Bonus hour next.
I wonder how many black guys had been to Japan in the 70s.